This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 26th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. In Tel Aviv, the day has been warm and sunny, with light breezes making it a perfect day to be outside. Jerusalem also enjoyed clear skies, while Haifa saw mild temperatures. Eilut is expected to have a warm night ahead. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from the Jerusalem Post, IDF strikes have killed Hamas terrorists and destroyed a terror ambush point near a hospital in Gaza. Also, Ynet reports that earlier this hour, Iran announced a deal with Oman over the Strait of Hormuz, warning it remains closed unless the U.S. complies with their terms. Also this hour, President Trump, in an interview this morning with Glenn Beck, promised a great victory in Iran soon. Separately, as a CEO's covered 3 days ago, Syria and Israel are taking steps to defuse tensions following an airbase bombing. And finally, the Times of Israel highlights that Prime Minister Netanyahu has expelled Dutch diplomats after new trade legislation. Here's what people are saying online. From earlier today, an open-source intelligence analyst, OSINT6113, noted Iran's foreign ministry claims U.S. sanctions threaten international law, and no nation should accept such lawlessness and crude bullying. Gideon Saar, an Israeli politician, posted today about the expulsion of Dutch representatives from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat, citing recent Dutch laws as the reason. Additionally, Belaz News reports that the expulsion of Dutch diplomats follows new Dutch legislation banning trade of Israeli products from certain areas, giving the diplomats a week to leave Israel. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the latest from the Jerusalem Post, the IDF conducted targeted strikes in Gaza. This operation neutralized Hamas militants and dismantled a terror ambush site located dangerously close to civilian infrastructure. The move follows heightened tensions and aims to reduce regional threats, emphasizing the IDF's commitment to security. Turning to the developments from Ynet, Iran's Revolutionary Guards announced an agreement with Oman on sharing shipping revenues through the Strait of Hormuz. Tehran insists it will keep the strait closed unless the U.S. agrees to its conditions. This highlights ongoing geopolitical tensions affecting global oil supplies. Meanwhile, President Trump, in his interview with Glenn Beck, assured listeners of a forthcoming victory over Iran. This statement underscores his administration's continued hardline stance on Iranian policies, impacting diplomatic relations and regional stability. In a related development, 3 days ago, Axios reported that Israel and Syria are working to ease tensions after an airbase bombing. Israel's defense officials maintain the strike was necessary, while Syria called it unjustified. These diplomatic efforts may prevent further escalation in a volatile area. Finally, the Times of Israel details that Prime Minister Netanyahu ordered the expulsion of Dutch diplomats. This drastic step responds to the Netherlands enacting a new law banning trade of goods from specific Israeli territories. The decision could strain Israel-Dutch relations, with broader implications for international diplomacy. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Israel Aerospace Industries is nearing a $1 billion satellite deal with Nigeria. This comes as Nigeria moves away from its previous Chinese supplier, seeking more advanced technology. Separately, Ynet Business highlights a partnership between Israeli firms Air and Elmo to develop a heavy-lift unmanned cargo aircraft. The collaboration focuses on innovation in reducing weight and improving performance. And finally, Katech reveals a salary report indicating that Mossad and Shin Bet lead Israel's security sector. This highlights increased demand for personnel amid ongoing regional conflicts, reflecting the sector's critical role in national defense. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 7 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.